Well, you've no doubt heard by this point, we've had it on our news, we've had it on our sports, and IHSA released the information about it yesterday that they have canceled at least the postseason, but have left the door open for some sports activities to possibly happen. Kind of strange, they kind of changed their tune, but joining us to talk a little bit more about it here this morning is the athletic director at Galesburg High School, Eric Matthews. Eric, good morning, how are you today?
Morning, Tom. I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. We've got this running thing going, Eric, that this is the third day in a row we've had a Knoxville alum on the air with us. Our first Monday, we had Brad Clark, 1980. Yesterday, Joe Burgess, 1980. And what year were you, Eric?
95.
What year were you, Tyler?
03.
03. So, man, well, not that we don't have you. And I think Jamie Markley was 83, I believe. 84. Something like that. So, of course, he's on every day, too. But so anyway, so we welcome our Knoxville folks, as always, here. All right. Well, okay, so, Eric, kind of all along, it seemed as though when the governor was going to make the announcement that, nope, we're not going to go back to school this year, the IHSA, it seemed like, was leaning toward, okay, when that announcement comes, we basically, that's it. There's not going to be any sports either. Is that kind of the way you understood it leading up to what they said yesterday?
Yeah. You know, early on, as the stay at home, you know, was extended, you know, I kind of felt like everybody that, you know, they had put something out there that if this were to continue longer, that would ultimately shut everything down for the spring, and that was kind of the assumption that, you know, I was under, and I touched base with my coaches that if we get to that point, you know, it's going to be shutting it down for good, you know, and then just trying to figure out some other things, how to honor seniors, end of the year things, just a collection of other events that we would, you know, we're going to try to take care of, and we're still trying to. It's just, it would, I guess it'd be more closure for the kids, the coaches, and those seniors is what, you know, I was kind of led to believe.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. So you know, at that point, it would say, okay, well, now we know for sure. Well, but now that hasn't happened. Now there's not closure because, right. Well, there's no postseason, but, well, now we'll leave it open and kind of, it's almost to play devil's advocate, almost as if it's like, okay, well, we don't want to be blamed for taking this away from the kids. We'll leave that to the school districts and let people be mad at them if they don't, in fact, have a track meet, a softball game, baseball game, whatever the case may be. That's kind of the feeling I got from this whole thing.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, I'll be honest, that we got to this point, and you know, this was a decision, you know, from the board of directors at the IHSA, which is made up of principals and superintendents and things. So, you know, this was a decision that was, I'll just be honest, I was kind of shocked that, you know, when you look at it, we're not in school because it's not safe to be in school. It's really not safe to be out. You got to be social distancing. And then all of a sudden, we're going to leave a window open to possibly have a sporting event. And, you know, there's just, I don't understand that. If we're not going to be here to educate and to have something normal, how in the world are we going to try to play an athletic event? There's so many questions that would go along with that. You know, can fans come? Who are we going to play? Are officials going to want to work the games? Our families going to want their kids to even compete in the contest? You know, it's just, there's so many of these question marks that it's mind boggling that we got to the point that, well, we're not going to have a postseason, but, you know, come June, we might be able to play. We're going to have a tennis match. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and did they even say, I mean, it sounds to me like, okay, well, maybe you can have a game or a match or a meet, but I didn't see anything, and maybe I missed it. Was there anything about having practice beforehand? Because, I mean, honestly, you need a minimum couple weeks of practice before you do any of these things. Minimum.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing. I've been in communication with my coaches a lot, you know, just talking about, you know, some more than others, but you know, okay, so if we're going to come back, you know, how long, A, is it going to take for these kids to get back? You know, you've got half the kids are probably doing something. Some haven't done anything. Some have done a little. So then you get to the standpoint that how long is it going to take for a kid to get back so that the product is good, but at the same time, you don't want to put anybody out there to get hurt. And then I'll take baseball, for instance. We've got, you know, quite a few kids that have signed, you know, letters of intent, and will go on to play collegiate, you know, baseball. And, you know, are they want to put themselves in a position to not really be 100% ready to go out there for the potential risk of injury? I mean, these are just things that, you know, we talk about, and it's just, you know, I don't know the answers to those. I was a little frustrated that we're even having to have this conversation, because I kind of felt like once we knew we were going to be out longer, that the decision would be made and we could move on and have closure for everybody.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. And, yeah, I'm guessing then, you know, you thought, okay, once the governor made the announcement, okay, well, the IHSA is going to come out next week and they're going to say, yep, it's done. So you were probably in the mode of thinking about, okay, what happens this fall? Are we going to have fall sports? When will practice start? You were probably kind of in that mode already, weren't you?
Yeah, yep. It's, you know, as we haven't had much to do athletically, it's fine-tuning up for the fall and next winter already with contracts and trying to get things filled and just kind of finalizing some things. And, you know, that's my main concern now, is because it's all unknown. You know, I said something to somebody the other day about, you know, there's not a handbook for this. We're kind of making this up as we go along, and some things are going to work and some things aren't going to work. But at the end of the day, we don't know. You know, I was talking with Toby Vallis over at the Farmington the other day, and, you know, he's kind of like me, are we even going to have, how much fall sports are we going to have? Are we going to play a full football season? I don't know. Unless something changes, I don't know how some of those things are going to play out. And I've talked to some other, you know, I talked to another Western Big Six AD yesterday, and he's kind of the same way. It's like, I don't know what this is going to mean. Are we going to have a shortened season? Are we going to have anything? There's just all these question marks. And then, you know, then you look at the pro world and the collegiate level, and I think, you know, collegiate football, they're talking about trying to move, if they have to next spring. And, you know, we can't do anything like that. But we're, you know, a smaller scale. How are we going to be able to make that work? And I don't know. That's the answer. And that's what I'm thinking about now, is what is next fall going to look like? What is, when we come back, I think on August 10th, and we're supposed to start practices, are we going to be able to do that? How long are we going to have to get ready for that first game? Are we going to lose week one, week two? And I know we're just kind of talking football, but, you know, same with volleyball. How much are we going to have? You know, so we're talking about the seniors that we're losing now. This may run into next year. We may be dealing with the same thing with seniors next year. They're probably realistically going to feel some of this carryover.
Absolutely. Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. So, Eric, ultimately, I mean, is there any hard, fast rule as to what could happen when they're saying, yeah, maybe we could get a game in a senior day or a meet or whatever it is? Is that now something that's up to the school, or where is that determining factor? Does it have to do with the governor and the stay in place order, or where do we stand with that now?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's going to be something that each school district will have to have a decision made. I know I'm going to have a coaches meeting here tomorrow, a Zoom meeting, and we're going to talk about some things, you know, that came out yesterday and what our thoughts are as an athletic department, and just to kind of get a feel of what we want to do. I'm assuming most places will do something like that. We'll have, you know, and I'll take that information to Dr. Aslan, and we'll kind of talk about, you know, our thought, you know, what if, I guess, the if and when we're able to possibly do this, is this something that we feel that is in the best interest of the school district with the kids in mind? You know, obviously there's moms and there's dads and there's family members, but it's, Are we putting our kids in a safe position to go out and play an athletic event? Are we putting our coaches in a safe, you know, way to go do that? It's not just the kids, but it's also the coaches. And then it's, you know, trying to find those individuals and those teams to play. So there's a lot of those question marks, but as a spring coaching staff, you know, those are the conversations that we've got to have tomorrow, and kind of, you know, our conversations will kind of guide us, you know, in that direction, whether, okay, we're going to just stay and hold and see what the governor, you know, what he comes out with, or do we feel comfortable as a staff thinking that the best interest for us is to have closure to it so that we can move on. And that's something that's a conversation we've got to have tomorrow.
Talking with Healdsburg High School Athletic Director Eric Matthews here this morning. And, you know, we talked about this earlier. It's about the safety of the athletes, one, from the virus itself. Two, I mean, you know, take baseball, for instance, not unlike basketball or football. Yeah, there's a lot of things, and no doubt that the kids are in shape, but there's a difference between being in shape and being in game shape. There are things you cannot do at home that simulate a game. And then you take a sport like track and field. Yeah, you can take the distance athletes. Yeah, they could have been out and simulating what they did. But you take a sprinter or a long jumper or a high jumper and, you know, or a pole vaulter, it's not likely that they have those facilities that they've been doing that. And it would be really, really injury, because, you know, these kids, they get that one opportunity. They're going to go all out because that's what they want to do. That's what they had been training for. I mean, it would be so easy to get for somebody to get injured. And obviously you don't want that.
No, and you hit it right on the head with the track and field, with all the different events. Yeah, some of those you just can't simulate at home. And you know, if I'm an 18 year old high school kid and I'm able to go out one more time, you know I'd be giving it everything I had, knowing that was going to be it. So yeah, it's you know, you don't want to be in a position that, you know, you could potentially be putting someone out there for an injury, whether it's a short-term injury or a long-term injury. And, you know, those are the things, as I said, I keep scratching my head going, I really thought we'd have some closure, and here we are not. And it's, how long is this going to keep going? You know, May, June? I mean, eventually it's got to stop, you know. And the funny thing is they suspended summer contact days. So we can't have any contact with our kids in the summer, but we might play a baseball game in June.
Right. Yeah.
I don't understand that. That makes no sense to me.
Do you know, was there ever any discussion, and I know it's like in Iowa, for instance, and it's not with the track and field, it's just with the softball and baseball, that their high school season it starts at the end of school. It's a summer season. Do you know, was there any even thought of that with the IHSA? Was like, well, maybe we can move the season and kind of do like they do in Iowa. Do you know if that was even discussed at all?
No, that's something that's been talked about over a number of years to try to do that, but nothing, you know, nothing this year. And it's probably because, you know, you couldn't, in my opinion, you can't have a softball and baseball state series, but not have a tennis state series. And, you know, to be equitable and to be fair, trying to have everybody have their state series, I don't know how you could do that just for this year for those two. But that has been kicked around before, just because, you know, winter or you know, spring in Illinois can be, you know, it can rain a lot and we can lose a lot of games. And, you know, that's something that they've talked about moving forward as an idea, but it's never really taken off. So nothing for this year, to answer your question.
All right. Eric Matthews, Healdsburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. Eric, any other thoughts on this before we wrap things up?
No, I mean, it's disheartening for everybody. And I get, you know, it's the seniors that have affected, you know, been affected the most. And I get that, but it's also the juniors, sophomores and the freshmen. It's everybody. I mean, this is a year of eligibility for them to play, and they've lost it. So it's, you know, you feel bad for them. It's, we're all in the same boat. It's just, you know, who would have thought that this is something, you know, 7 weeks ago or whatever, that we're like, oh yeah, they're not gonna,
we're not going to lose spring. And then all of a sudden, it's like, bam, it's done. And, you know, when they cancel the state basketball tournament, that's, you know, then it starts to become really like, this is for real. So, you know, I don't know. There'll be a new normal, I'll tell you that, going forward. And that's the thing as an athletic director, trying to think about when we do come back for football or basketball, is how, what will that new normal be? You know, I think of a couple months ago, we were hosting the boys regional basketball championship. And if you were here when we were playing Emmanuel, I mean, we had to shut the doors down because we couldn't get any more people in. And I'm thinking, how is that, you know, a year from now, what's that going to look like?
Well, and so much of it for the kids, it's about playing an atmosphere like that. I mean, because they talk about, oh, we'll play with no fans. It's like, is that fun? I mean, yeah, you want to play, but that's part of the fun of it, having that big crowd and that and the energy they bring, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you were here that night, it was just...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it was just great. And that's why I love hosting those events, is when you get, you know, crowds like that and the energy and everybody the place is just rocking. And it's like, yeah, now cut that in half or cut that in a quarter. Like, that is going to be something that is the unknown moving forward, is what is the new normal going to be? And I don't know, but there'll be something.
Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And if you, I guess we'll get back with you, which if there's, obviously there's got to come a time where there's a decision whether something will or will not happen. And we'll check back in with you at that point.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.